Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. You kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me. thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Greetings in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I love that song. That's one of my favorites. Smoking Awful. Dear God, how many are thankful today for their life? Amen. As I was reading a little bit on the internet, trying to stay abreast of what was happening with the Los Angeles police, the former Los Angeles police officer, and we all know that he's a fugitive and he's been on a killing spree. Amen. And as I began to just think on that, you know, my heart was a little bit sad because it's you know, we don't know what people are going through. You know, man lost his job, and hey, 5 years later, I decide, hey, I'm going to take vengeance upon whomever I will. You know, whatever innocent person is in my path, oh well. We, you know, if God don't keep our mind, people of God, we could make it. We would become as one of them. Amen. And I was just sitting here, you know, thinking about all of the different things and the different challenges and the trials and some of the pleasures that we seek after. And as I did that, my mind went and I opened my book and I began to look at Ecclesiastes. And I remember yesterday I was on the line driving to church listening to Mother Stace, and she began to talk about the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes and, you know, how this body deteriorates. But I want to read into your hearing before we just open up the line. And thank you all. The lines are already lit up. I need some help. I thought Faithful would be all here today. I don't see her yet. But anyway, our sister Lucilla, but anyway, we're going to go on. So I'm just going to read this to you all in your hearing on today, and then we're going to get right on into our segment for today. And this is the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. And this is King Solomon talking, and he said in verse 1, we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 11, and I want you all to just listen, because this is what happens when we strive after pleasure, we strive after all of these material trappings and get caught up and get conformed to what this world shaping us as, you know, and we feel we have to have this certain image for us to feel good about ourselves. But listen at what Solomon said. He said, I say it in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. I say it of laughter, it is mad. And of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine own heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. Listen at what he said. He said, I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. And I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water. He's talking about everything he did. Huh? To water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. He said, I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and provinces. Got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great. God, listen to this. I was great, he said, and I increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. Listen at this man of God. And he said, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. He's telling you the story. All we got to do is listen. He said, I withheld not my heart from any joy. So whatever brought me joy, I didn't withhold it from myself. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. His heart was pride. There was a lot of pride there. He said he rejoiced in all his labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. But listen at verse 11, and we're going to end it on this. He said, then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, all the works that your hand have wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. So after we gain all of the material trappings, after we gain the prestige, after we get the titles, after we get the houses and the land and the yachts, and after, hallelujah, God even bless you to fill up your sanctuary. Hey, glory to God. You get all of these things, we strive after. But this man of God said all of it was vanity and all of it was vexation of spirit. Because I'm reminded in Psalms, if the Lord don't build the house, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We better know today that we better be building our house up on a solid foundation. We better know that the foundation has already been laid. And that's why we're in this book of the Acts. And we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. The foundation has already been laid. And he said, if any other man build thereupon, let him be accursed. Hallelujah. The foundation have already been laid. The blueprint is here. The manual is here. The roadmap is here. All we have to do is adhere to it. All we have to do is follow the script. We don't need to rewrite it. The script has already been written. Hallelujah. There's no time. There's no error. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord today. I ain't going to go any further because I tell you, when I look at what this world has come to, I'm not puzzled. I'm not confused. I'm not even distraught because the Bible tells me, hey, when they say there is peace, be careful unless sudden destruction come upon you. There will be no peace. Hallelujah, because God, Jesus said, I came to set mother against daughter. I came to set father against son. So it's happening. We see it. It's all around us, people of God. Wake up. Wake up. The time is drawing near. Hallelujah. It's time to get busy about souls. It's time to get busy about pleasing the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit your ways to him. But we have become men pleasers. Hallelujah. And if we don't have the big old bishop rings and all this other crazy stuff that folks are trying to identify with to make people think they're prospering, and you know they don't have the sanctuary full of 2,000 and 3,000 people. Well, guess what? I'd rather have a building full of five faithful saints. saints of God that love the Lord and that is striving to do his will than to be in the cathedrals. Ha, hallelujah. Because God said, on high places, I'm going to bring them down anyhow. Amen. So that's just that's some little nuggets for you all today, because God was dealing with me about this today. You know, we striving for the wrong things, people of God, and yes, we should be doing things to edify God. Yes, we should be doing things to perfect ministry. Yes, we should be doing things to win souls. But the Bible say also, he that winneth souls must be wise. So if we winning them and we're not wise, we won't keep them. The Bible also says when you bring in fruit, when you witness and you bring in fruit, that your fruit should remain. Your fruit has to remain. If it don't remain, then what good is it going on? What good is it doing us? Hallelujah. We got to be more concerned about the people of God. We have to administer more love and more compassion. We talk about get on the circle of love. It's good to have that name, circle of love, and it sounds good. But if we're not ministering love, hallelujah, I don't care what kind of name you come up with. If you're not ministering love, your name don't mean nothing to me. Amen. So God is dealing with me. And I'm asking the Lord every day, examine my heart, God. I ain't in this thing for 30 years to go to hell. I ain't in this thing for 30 years for nobody to speak well of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go. Oh, God, I see so many people on the line today. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go to Mother Space. She's the first one on the line. And I'm going to ask Mother, I just thank you again. I just want to give kudos to Mother and thank her for the wonderful job she did yesterday with Mother. Just she's anointed to do what she does. And I tell you, she stepped on in for the prayer, early morning prayer yesterday. And I want you to know, Mother Faithful stood in my stead, and she broke the record. We have never had 13 people on the line. 13 people on the line for prayer. I'm reminded when I think about that, I'm reminded how Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, and there wasn't 10 righteous people there. Hallelujah. So just for 30, she broke a record. I said, you did better than me. We've never had 13 people to come on at 7 in the morning, California time, to offer 30 minutes of prayer unto the Lord. But I'm not giving her any glory, but I'm thanking her. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And I thank Mother for meeting that challenge, and she came on and did an exceptional job. And I tell you, I listened to the whole broadcast. I wasn't able to really get involved because I was on the road driving. But thank you, Mother Space. I appreciate it. I appreciate your faithfulness. I appreciate how you love the Lord and how you love God's people. So we're going to ask you to just open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to get right on into the segment. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. To God be the glory, giving honor to hallelujah evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm honored. I'm always blessed to have a space to give a word of prayer, a word of agreement. Hallelujah. And I was blessed. I was kind of caught off guard, but the Bible tells you, be in season and out of season. When I had the phone call to come and assist faithful, hallelujah, for evangelist was out on the road busy, hallelujah. So that's what we're supposed to do, to help each other. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I do love her dearly, and we're in agreement, hallelujah. I thank God for all that she's doing, and you all that are supporting, come on and listen to the word and prayer. To God be the glory, and strengthening all of us. But I'm going to quote this scripture, and then I'm going to open up in prayer. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's in Acts 3:19. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you today. Glory to God. This is a new day. This is a day that the earth has never seen before. And in that day, Father, you put everything that we would have need of. Glory to God. And you put mercy in this day. For it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We want to thank you, glory to God, hallelujah. We give room for the Holy Spirit to come on in, touch your people's lives, hallelujah. The word has washed us, as Sister Evangelist has decreed the word, and those that heard the word, glory to God, we allow that word to become a doer of the word, to forgive, to ask for forgiveness, to cleanse, hallelujah. And as the man of God brings the word, God, let the word, let us be a doer of the word, let us hear the word, let us act on the word and apply the word. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You have nothing to do with, hallelujah, her ministry destiny, new destiny ministry. You have nothing to do, hallelujah, with time of reflection, for it's a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ against every demonic spirit, every unseen force. Lord, we have right to passage, glory to God, as heirs of God and join hand with Jesus, because we are the righteousness of God that is in Christ Jesus, and we are the blood-bought church, and we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say this when we say so. We vest you down by the authority of Almighty God, every jealous devil, every lying devil, every familiar devil, every unclean devil, we remind you of your defeat. 2,000 years ago, this purpose, Jesus Christ, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. I decree the word, loose my people, God said. Let them go, that we come out to worship God this day in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We bless your name. Resha Barun. Receberosha barenderesha taruta. Renderesha baronda rabasete. Glory to God. Move upon your people today, Father. Glory. Give them ears to hear what your spirit, your Holy Spirit, not some familiar spirit, not some religious spirit, not some unclean spirit, but what the Holy Spirit of God is going to say through the man of God today. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Ah, we serve you, know this devil. She's not alone. She's not alone. Agent Bernard's not alone, devil. Glory to God. There's more with her, more with us than it is with you. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we in agreement with the move of your spirit upon this time of reflection broadcast. In the name of Jesus, all that you called her to do, in the name of Jesus. We serve you, notice, in the name of Jesus, we are one with her. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We're not divided. You're not going to infiltrate. You're not going to scatter. You will not divide, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we serve you, notice, we are one. Hallelujah, in harmony and agreement for what the kingdom of God has done and doing in her life, in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thank you, we thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in today. Again, you're listening at a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and we're just so happy to come back on this line with another opportunity. God, some praise, another opportunity to hear the word of God. You know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, people of God, God is going to hold us responsible for every word that come on this, that come across on this broadcast. I want us to know that God has a record. I'm sitting here logging the names and logging the numbers and logging the speakers and logging the subject matter and logging all of this stuff. But let me tell you, God don't have to sit like I'm sitting. He don't have to have a pencil in his hand to record everything. He know everyone. He know who we are. He know where we at. He knows even where we're going. Nothing is hidden from God, hallelujah. We've been on this line for 14 months. And we started with 30 minutes of airtime, and I want you to know this is not a free conference line.
Come on.
Service. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God has been gracious. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because all we desire to do is the work of the ministry for the Lord. We're not in it for no self-glory. We're not in it for the fishes and the loaves. Because if it was about the fishes and the loaves, I would have dropped it after the first 30 days that was free. They give you 30 days free, brother. Sister Ruby been on this line with us since inception. Sister T have been with us and many others, I tell you. And it has not been easy.
Yeah.
But guess what? When God give me something to do, I ain't bragging and boasting. But I'll go around fighting and trying to do it.
Come on, come on.
Oh, hallelujah. I give it my... Even when my grandchildren, my mother, they don't understand when the calling is up on your life. They don't understand when God has given you an assignment. You can't forsake it. You can't say, I'm not feeling good today. I've been on this line whether I felt good or not. Right now, today, I'm not feeling good. But I got an assignment to do. I ain't looking for no pity. Because guess what? I have the Holy Ghost, and I can lay hands on myself. I ain't got to call nobody. Hallelujah. Me and the Lord is a majority. But I just began to just reflect upon 30 minutes, and now just last week I increased it to 2 hours. That's 120 minutes live time. Just in case we go over, we won't miss anybody that is accessing this broadcast by the way of the internet. They can still listen live. Hallelujah. And when that time is up, it's up. Amen. We still have recording time, but we can't attract the viewers on the internet. So I begin to look at the stats, Mother Space and Sister Ruby, and just begin to look at what God is doing. And like yesterday, 13 people on prayer. You can't get folks together to pray. Hey, yeah, but tell them Kirk Franklin coming, Mary coming, and all. John, tell them they have a concert, and yeah, they're all going to be here. I'm telling they're going to have standing room only. But you can't get nobody to pray. That's why their houses is in turmoil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why their children is out in the street. Hallelujah. That's why they don't know which way to go from one day to the other. Because guess what? We won't be faithful. We won't commit our lives to the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm just giving a little testimony before we bring this speaker up. And I tell you, when I begin to look at that this morning, I say, Lord, you have even given us favor on this broadcast. And I thank God for favor. I thank God for favor, honey. It ain't no goodness of my own. But, honey, I want you to know, you cannot work for the Lord, and he won't reward. He said, I'm a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. You can't work for God, and he'll forsake you. Hallelujah. Even sometimes when you feel forsaken, sometimes you feel unappreciated. Sometimes I feel like I've given up 14 years of my life raising unthankful, ungrateful grandchildren. And I told the Lord, I will not. Raise anymore. If it be God's will, and I don't think it's his will. His will is for me to do his will. Amen. And
yes.
It don't consist of no great grandbabies. That ain't happening. That's not in the script for me. Amen. So I'm telling you, people of God, I just want to encourage you all, and I want you all to know Sister Ruby, Sister T, and those that come on the line faithfully and have been with this ministry. I appreciate you all. You know, some of them call me pastor. That's not something that I desire. I didn't even desire to be a preacher. Just let me work behind the scenes. That's what I love doing. Some of the stuff faithful do. That's what I enjoy doing. Please, I don't need to sit at no head tables. I'm serving the headmaster. That's all I'm interested in. Amen. So I just want to thank you all, and even Mother and our speaker coming up right now, you know, and Elder Gates and came on the line and, you know, support us and minister. Cause that means so much to me. That means I don't have to be in here every day trying to get a message and trying to hear from the Lord. I appreciate these young men and these young women and even the seasoned veterans that's on the line that have been serving God diligently, faithfully. It means so much to me, and I tell you, it means even much more to the Lord. So we just want you all to know we thank you. Even Sister Millie down in Atlanta, Georgia, she's been faithful to this ministry. She signed on every day and listened to the word of God. And God is blessing Sister Millie. She may not see it, and she may not even realize it, but hey, she's covered by the blood. Amen. So we want you all to know we had to do a little juggling with our schedule this week, and Pastor Burroughs will be speaking for us on Thursday, but he was not able to meet the engagement today because of some personal business. But we all got to always have a ram in the bush, and we just juggle some things. So today we have a great and wonderful young man that's coming to us, and he's not no stranger, and I just love his spirit. Amen. And he's been on vacation, but even while he was on vacation, he called in and listened to the broadcast, and was able to comment and everything. So we're just so thankful for what God is doing. God is doing it. I'm not doing it. God is doing it. So we thank God for Apostle Johnson today. And this was last minute. I just texted him this morning to see if he was available. Amen. I tell you, when God puts somebody on your heart, it's going to happen. Amen. So we're just so honored to have him with us again. We're on the Acts of the Apostles. We're in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. And we thank God for this beautiful, this wonderful, beautiful, spirited young man that God has graced us with, and we're going to let him come forward and minister as the Lord leads him and directs him on today. And that's none other than Apostle Timothy Johnson of Irwin, North Carolina. And forgive me, Apostle Johnson, I don't have your church name on my sheet, but forgive me, but we're going to hear from the man of God. God bless you, Apostle God.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. We do give honor where honor is due. We give honor to God, which is head of my life, giving honor to this great, great woman of God. She is doing the work of God. As you can see, she is busy for the Lord. We do honor God for Evangelist Adrienne on today. We give honor to all the other ecclesia, everyone in their respective places on today. Truly, God is an awesome and great God. Let us go to God in a word of prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you this day for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for who you are. God, I thank you for another opportunity yet to speak to your people, God. Father, I ask you to allow Tim to decrease, God, to allow you to increase. Allow your anointing, God, to come forth like never before. Father, I pray, God, that you forgive me of all sins and transgressions I might have committed on this day. Father, Joe, I stand before your people, God, and I must, God, declare and decree a holy word, O God. Father, I ask, God, that you would allow this word to be hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee, that this word might be a healing word on today, God, that it might strengthen your people, God, like only it can. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Truly, looking at the book of Acts on today, Acts chapter 15, we understand that the book of Acts chapter 15, that we deal with about 41 different scriptures. But as I begin to stare and begin to say, God, what is it that you want me to say? He said, go to Acts 15 and 7, and we're going to deal with Acts 15 and 7 through verse 11. So Acts 15, verse number 7, all the way down to the 11th verse. And it reads, and when there had been much discord, Peter arose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choices amongst us, that the Gentiles by the mouth should hear the word out the mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knows the heart, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did to us. And he put no difference between us, and then purified their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempted you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, and neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, ye shall be saved. Then I want to look over at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he comes to God, must believe that he is that rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we're looking at Acts chapter 15, and for a topic today we're going to use, can God trust you with his gifts? As a subtopic, we're going to ask a question, will you dare to trust God? Here, we understand that we're looking at Acts the 15th chapter, and we understand that a question arose. Peter said, wait now, there is something going on. Said Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choices amongst us and the Gentiles by the mouth should he hear the word of the gospel and believe. What's going on in this modern time today is that we're hearing the word, but we're not doers of the word. We're hearing the word, but we're not applying it to our lives. We're hearing the word, and we're saying that it was a good word talk today, but we're not taking the word and putting it against the things that are causing us to have trouble and problems in our lives. Amen? We're in a place to where we're not daring enough to just trust and believe in our God. The word trust means is that we must have confidence in something or belief that it is true. So here we understand that we're hearing the word every day, but we're not trusting in God the way that we should. The word dare means a venture to involvement or risk or danger. So I asked the question, I dare you to trust God. Here Peter was arising the question to the disciples and people around is, are you daring to trust God? Will you just trust the God that you know that has promised to give you these things? Only thing he wants you to do is follow him and get the requirements in our lives. We understand today that the word of God tells us, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall have power over the enemy. See, some of us, we don't have power because we have not allowed the Holy Ghost to come. So we understand that the Holy Ghost comes in as a comfort. We understand that when Christ was dying, he didn't want to leave us, but he said, if I leave them, they got to have something. That gift that we were able to receive. Amen. Here he says, and God, which knows the heart. It's important to know who knows your heart. That's why it's important for you to know it's not what man thinks about you, but it's important to know what God feels about you. You understand that the report that you got to believe is the report of the Lord. You cannot worry about what people think. That's what's the problem with this world today, is that we reflect more on about what others think than what God has to say. God has the final matter in my life. Why? Because the Bible tells me he's the author and the finisher of my faith. The author is the person that writes the book. The publisher is the person that produces the book to where others can see the book. I want us to understand today, God is trying to get our attention. So here he says, Peter says, rise up. That rise up means it's time to get up from where we are. I say to you today as people of God, it's time for us to get up from where we are. It's time for us to move into a new place with God. It's time for us to trust God for the things that he's been telling us year after year. He says, and God, which knows the hearts, bore witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did to us. Understand that God wants to give some of us the Holy Ghost because without it, we're powerless. Without it, we can't do nothing. Without it, we can't effectively go in warfare and attack the enemy's camp. So some of us are wondering why we're powerless is because we're walking around without the power of the Holy Ghost. We're walking around without having the armor that we need to defeat the enemy. Some of us, we've been going to church all of our lives, and it's been a routine fashion. We get up, we know what we're going to put on, we enter in the sanctuary, we speak to all the saints, we hug and we kiss one another, and we go and we have a seat, and we get in the church and we go through the same formality. We lift our hands, we sing the same songs, we go through the program, script after script after script, and we go out the door the same way that we came, without the power of the Holy Ghost. We got to understand that the reason that there's some struggle is because God is wondering, can he trust you with the power of the Holy Ghost? Because with the Holy Ghost, there's some requirements. There's some requirements that require the Holy Ghost to stay with you, because the Bible lets us know that the Holy Spirit won't dwell in an unclean place. So we have to understand that that means that there's requirements that we've got to deal with. It says, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Understand something, that some of our hearts got to be emptied out, because we're carrying around so much junk in our heart that we carry on day after day, or that we've gone through yesterday or the day before. You got to get this junk up without your heart, without your spirit, and allow God to come in and do what God wants to do in your life. I'm reflecting to something else that I want to say. You know, you need to understand that we're dealing with a time now that where God wants to give you it right now. I'm preaching a word, but I'm giving you a prophetic word here as well. God wants you to know that it's our time right now. But the only way you can manifest what God has for you right now, if you realize it's your time. Nobody else can realize that it's your time for you. You got to realize it's your time for you right now. Peter said it's time
to take
arise
your call.
Up.
Please feel free to leave us a message, and we will return your call. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
What God is saying, it's time for us to arise now, within this era, within this hour. It's time for us to arise. So he says, I need to know if you know it's your time. I need to know if you know it's your time to rise up and get in your rightful place. I need for you to know if it's your time to understand and know and trust God like never before. So he says, watch this. He says, Nike has a slogan, just do it. Mm-hmm. We need to adopt that slogan and do these things in God now. It's time to just do it. Do what? Put on the whole armor of God. Get equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, because the power of God comes in to strengthen and to build and to do some things that he wants of us to do and to do in our lives. But he said to purifying the hearts. So he's trying to fix our hearts and our minds to where when we're in line and we're in service and we're in the flow of his people, that the only church they'll see is you, that we set the example, that we set the bar. He says, Now therefore, why tempt you, God, to put the yoke around the neck of the disciples, which neither other fathers nor we were able to bear? Understand something, that there's a heavy weight whenever you accept to walk with God. There is a heavy weight that is upon your life, and that is to show forth the glory of God, because we know the word tells us it's better not to know than to know. I was telling the people of God yesterday that it's our time. It's our time to do what? To do what it is that God has set forth for us to do. We talked about Philippians 4:13, where I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But in order to get the strength of God, you've got to be equipped and you've got to be ready into battle, which the most important thing to me is verse 8, where he's talking about the Holy Ghost, because we have to have the Holy Ghost. Says here we're talking today, can God trust us? Oftentimes we can't even be trusted by the people that are around us. So how can God trust us? Why? Because he has a special trust. He never gives up on us. He never turns his back on us. He wants us just to believe and know and understand. Amen? He says, now understand Now, the word now reflects and is defined as the present time or the moment, or without further delay. I want you to know that without further delay, God wants to give some of you the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants to give some of you the things that you need in order to go forward in Him. He wants to give some of you the things that you've been waiting and longing for, but He said it had to be a delay. Because I can't just give you something that you're going to play with, because the Holy Ghost ain't something to play with. The Holy Ghost is something that equips us with the power. When we say we got the Holy Ghost, then we've got to understand that warfare is going to intensify in our life the more to see if you've got what you say is on the inside of you. I want you to know that you've been tested. But this is a season of where we're being tested. Peter had to remind the people that, because we all are disciples of Christ, because why? We're followers of Him. So Peter had to remind these people, it's time to arise and be who our daddy set us out to be.
Hallelujah.
Now. He's talking about now. Now at the present time or moment or without further delay. Now, faith is confidence or trust in a person or a thing. We understand that faith, we read that faith, without faith is impossible to please God. Understand that some people have this slogan in the world that believing is seeing, that they have to see everything in order to believe it. I've adapted the custom of saying that you must understand something, that they've got their slogan turned around. Believing is seeing. But seeing is believing. Because if you can see it, you can obtain it. Understand today that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you got to be able to see yourself walking in power. You got to be able to see yourself slaying the enemy. You got to be able to see yourself calling on the name of Jesus and speaking on unknown tongues and allowing the power of God to walk up out of you, to allow the anointing of God to stand boldly in you. And then you got to be like Job and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Because there's a yet down on the inside when you have the Holy Ghost. Anything that you go through, you're not worried about. Why? Because you have God. Why? Because God is on the inside of you. Can God trust you with what's on the inside of you? Can God trust you with the gifts that He's giving you? God is asking the question today, can I trust you? Can I trust you? We talked about saying dare. Dare is a venture. It's a venture that we must take. When you're walking with God, you got to go through all kind of ventures. You got to go through territories that you never thought that He would send you in. You got to go in doors that you never thought that He would want you to walk in. But He sends you there to see if He can dare to trust you. Trust you to do what? To do His will and to work out the things that He set out for you to do. Understand that there's a territory. There's a territory that has been set up for you. There's an area that's been in line for you to walk in. But you've got to understand that it's a territory. Where? The word where is defined in what place? It's in a place, a certain place or a certain point. You got to ask yourself in life now, what place am I in? What point am I in my life, God? God, what are you going to do for me in this lifetime, God? God, what must you do right now for me, God? God, I need you to do some things. I need you to change some things. I need you to turn some things around. God, of mercy. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. You got to understand you're at a place where everything in your life is not going to go right. But God is setting you up for your miracle. He's setting you up for your place of destiny. He's setting you up for knowing if you just trust me, if you just trust me, if you just trust me, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Why? Why? Because I've given you the power of my Holy Ghost. After the Holy Ghost shall come, you shall have power over the enemy. Understand today that here Peter was given a gut check, if I may, letting everybody know around me, look, you got to stand in attention because God has given us the word. He's equipped us with the word. But as well as the word, He's given us the power of the Holy Ghost. He's given us the power to walk as the soldiers that we are, as bold men and women of God, to stand up mightily and understand that the enemy has no power, that no weapon shall form against us shall prosper, that everything that is set for us that comes to attack us don't fall back to the ground, that every assignment has been sent, that we have the power to send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. It's time.
around saying we got power of God and we don't cast the enemy back to where he belongs. Time for us to let go of these assignments and things to where the enemy is plaguing our lives. This day we're learning of this sickness. This day we're not feeling this way. This day we got that going on. It's time to cancel the assignment of the enemy.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
How do you cancel the assignment of the enemy? You put the power of the Holy Ghost against it. You are resting under the power of the Holy Ghost. You let the enemy know that there's nothing that you can do, that enough is enough. It's time for you to back up off me. It's time for you to take your filthy hands off of me. Why? Because I have the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't bother me in this season that I'm in. I'm too focused. Old cliche used to say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. People don't even use that no more because they know that they were lying to their own selves. But when will we adapt it again and say, I'm not going to be stressed out by the enemy? The power of the Holy Ghost that I have on that stands up on the inside of me will keep me. It's going to keep me from falling. It's going to give me strength when I need it. It's going to make me happy when I'm sad. God of mercy. It's going to turn my midnight into dancing. God of mercy. It's faith. It's the confidence or the trust in a person or a thing. I don't know where your trust is, but my trust is in God. He says, verse 11, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. I don't know about you today, but there's no greater power than this of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our God. He's the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior. He's the great I am that I am. Abba, Saya. Says, belief means that it's not based upon proof. I want you to know something today, that the proof is in the pudding. If you follow God the way you should, you'll see the results. If you follow God and just line yourself as a soldier in him, you'll see that everything is going to work out in your life. Why? Because it's your time. Why? Because it's your season. The Acts of the Apostles and what we've been going through is and been teaching day after day is to teach us to stand up and walk in authority from which God has set out for our lives. If you're not walking in authority, it's because you're not equipping yourself for battle. You're not trusting enough. Why? Because it's teaching you what you need to do. It says, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost of God. We said we're going to deal with now. Now is the present time and moment that we're all in. We want God to do something for us right now. I want you to know today God is doing something in your life right now. Even this very moment that you stand, God is moving on your behalf. Why? Because you dared to trust him. You dared to stand there and hear the word of God on today and hear the word of God being equipped to let you know that you've been equipped with the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you need to plug in and get some juice because the only way you can get juice is if you plug in to the socket. The right circuit is Christ Jesus. The right circuit is today is to understand, like Peter said, it's time to rise up. It's time to get out of your place of do nothing. It's time to get out of your place that I'm going to stand still and wait on God because God said, you're not waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. God said, I'm trying to trust you in this hour to fight the battles that I've given you the anointing for. But when will you stand up and walk in power? When will you stand up and walk in the favor that I've given you? It's time for you to stand over and trample over the head of the enemy. It's time for you to let
Yeah, lost his. Probably have lost Apostle Johnson. He should be right on. We just want to give a shout-out to Pastor Hamilton. I see he's on for Vote to Purpose, listening online in the chat room. So we thank God for him. We want to just let you know to please tune in early tomorrow. We're going to waive all of the preliminaries, and we're going to bring Pastor Hamilton up on tomorrow. We have two intense days of training and teaching on Tuesday and Wednesday. So please stay tuned. Tune in early tomorrow. So we're waiting on Apostle Johnson to call back in. Amen. Us and see what this man of God is going to present to us to better our ministry, better our lives, help with our families, and everything that we're trying to do for the Lord. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. As Apostle Johnson, are you back? Sister Ruby? Okay, we already know. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I think I hear. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm waiting on Apostle Johnson. His line is open, so I don't know what happened. Apostle
line
Johnson?
Shut off for some reason.
Okay, well, everybody's still on the line. I still see 16 callers on the line. So let me just go down the line. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. I'll just let you give a comment until we get Apostle Johnson back on.
Oh, a comment about what he's, oh, it's a blessing to be in the book of Acts, and he's explaining it that we need to get up and work, and if we don't have the Holy Ghost, we better pray and ask the Lord to give it to us. If we do have it, we need to work in the ministry that Jesus Christ has called us in, because there's anointing and power there. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Let me go to Elder Gates. Hallelujah. I still see Apostle Johnson, but I can't hear him. Amen. Apostle Elder Gates, God bless you.
Bless you, Evangelist. How are you today?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. How you doing?
The Lord is kind.
Amen,
well,
amen. Well, we have lost. Can you pick up a little bit for us until we get, just give a little testimony, a praise report?
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly. Of course, we give praise to God today and for, amen, for all the work that he's doing. And I want to encourage the listeners. I mean, you know, I don't pretend to do anything that is out of order or that is out of protocol, but I just want to encourage everybody to seriously seek the Lord and to be prayerful about how you can be supportive to this ministry. I have said in the past, and I say again today, that I'm going to be a consistent supporter of your ministry, Evangelist, and I encourage everyone else to do the same. All of us can afford to minister to this woman of God that is giving such a platform to people that really want to spend time in the Word of God. You know, you have to understand the value of that, because there's so much going on, not just in our world, but just in the church, that is ungodly. And by and large, the reason that the stuff that goes on in the church that is ungodly is because, for whatever reason, we have walked away from the Word of God. We have walked away from, you know, just feasting and fellowshipping around the Word of God. We take so much time doing everything else, and we take so much time, like what Evangelist and the prophet was saying when they were beginning the call this afternoon, said, you know, and this has been my conviction as well. You can get folk to come to concerts and everything else all day long, and it you don't even have to sweat about it. Sell the church out, sell the place out. You can pack a stadium with it, but ask them to come pray. You know, you'd be lucky to get 10. You'd be lucky to get five. You'd be lucky to get them, and even with those 10 or those five, sometimes you'd be lucky to get them on time. So, you know, with some of the, you know, some of the, a lot of the weakness in the church and a lot of the weakness among the saints, which is actually the true church, is because we don't do the things that are basic and that are fundamental. We don't read our Bible no more. We don't fast no more. We don't pray no more. And we don't encourage one another to do so. And then after that, we don't support one another. If you see a woman of God or a man of God that is doing the work for God, like what Evangelist Bernard is doing, listen, how can you sit idly by and just let somebody bear that burden by themselves? If you're being blessed by it, if you're being ministered to from it, then you ought to return the favor somehow, because it says something that if somebody is ministering to you, you ought to be able to do something to continue it, to say or to show your appreciation for it. And you know, oftentimes people, well, I don't have it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You got it. You just don't want to give it. That's all that is. And the reality is,
that thought I see Apostle Johnson. Let me see if he's still back, if he's able to connect with us again, and we're going to come back to you. Apostle Johnson, are you on? The devil is a lie. Now, I'm seeing Apostle Johnson. Apostle Johnson? I'm seeing his mic open, but I don't hear anything. You're on the line. Chime in, Apostle Johnson. His line is open, but that's all right. We're going to continue on. Go ahead, Elder Gates. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So, you know, we need to stop using the excuse that we can't afford to do this and we don't have it to do that. Yes, we do. Everything that we can do, anything we can do will help and will relieve some of the burden. See, because whatever you invest in is where your heart is at. Mm-hmm. Whatever you put your time in and your money in and your resources in, that's where your heart is going to be. And it is violent to expect people to always support us, and when we're not willing to put our resources in and to give back. And so as I say that, I'm saying it in love, but I'm saying it honestly and directly. I'm asking and I'm challenging people to support Evangelist Bernard. You know, get on. She's given a website. You know, there's a few different ways where you can minister to help relieve some of the financial burden and situation. You know, God has trusted her with it, and she has done it well. Now, let's help her out. Let's do something and make it bigger, make it better. Because if we don't do something to make it better, then who will? I heard somebody say this one time. It really, hear me in the context of the way I say it and what I'm saying. You know, people say, you know, if we don't give clothes and food to the homeless, the Salvation Army will. If we don't, you know, go and deliver people from disaster areas, the Red Cross will.
My God.
If we don't go and give a wino, you know, a dime for a glass of wine, then, you know, his buddy around the corner will.
Mm.
But who will tell people of the gospel of Jesus Christ
if
we don't? If we don't do it, then who can?
Mm.
Who will? Because we're the only ones that have the ability and the spirit of power to do it. We're the only ones that have the authority to do it. You can't speak for God unless God has given you the access and has given you the authority to do so. So since God has given this woman of God such a burden for this, I mean, it's evident. You know, she has said a few different times, and I know she wasn't saying it for pity's sake, but she said it a few different times that, you know, she has been on this line, sick or well, you know, up or down, sometimes going through stuff, sometimes, you know, personal problems. But, you know, David said it like this: the zeal of God's house drove me. I couldn't stay where I was at because something was in me. Something was pushing me. Something was driving me to do what God told me to do. And it's a sacrifice that God will not ignore. It's a sacrifice that God will not despise. And by virtue of the fact that God has sustained her almost by herself for these for this time. By virtue of that, that is evidence enough that God is with it. And if you keep calling on this line and you keep listening and you keep being fed by the word of God, that's evidence enough too.
Thank you.
If you're going to support it by listening, support it by giving. And I challenge you, and I push you, and I implore you, I beg of you, support this woman of God, and let the vision of God that is placed in her heart, let it come to pass. I don't think that everybody should have to die before their vision comes to pass.
Glory to God. Thank you. Say that again. Thank you, Lord God.
I don't think everybody should have to die for their vision to come to pass. Every now and then, somebody ought to be able to see and reap the harvest of their own labor.
Glory to God.
So thank you, God. Listen, get behind her, get with her, get under her, and let's do this. Let's stop all the foolishness. You got a couple of dollars that you spend too much money at McDonald's. You know a Big Mac don't cost $5. That's ridiculous. We do stuff that we want to do. We don't do stuff that we have to do. And this is something that we have to do. We have to
Amen.
Do.
Well, and thank you, Elder Gates. We appreciate that. I certainly appreciate that. I tell you, I know it's confirmation because even just working for the past 2 weeks with Faithful States, and I just really, you all keep hearing me mention her name because I'm mentioning her name because she has done so much to help this ministry within 2 weeks, and I'm telling you, for less than a peanut, a peanut budget. But, I just told her today it's in my heart to have her where I would be able to contribute at least a certain amount every month for the things that she's doing for this ministry, and I tell you, I said, you got to get paid this season, and it's good to help the people of God and help the ministries and what have you, but this is her, she's doing this full time. She's not employed by any company or any corporate big wig, and she can be in the corporate world and make a six-figure income easily, but she do this because this is her love, and she has a passion for it. So even in that, the monies will go spend at Office Max, and I'm just giving you all just a scenario. You go and get a logo package at Office Max, you're going to spend about $300 or $400, and we won't even support our own with half of that much. And guess what? They're not going to set up no payment plan for you. When I go in Office Max, I better have a debit card or some cash or a credit card. I don't care how much the whole store know who I am. When I come in there for a service, guess what? I can't defer that service. I can't set up no payment plan. I'm just being real with you. So, hey, if we can go to these big establishments and get the work done that we need to get done for our ministry, then certainly when God has blessed and has gifted and talented young women and young men of God that have gifts and are working in that area, why not give them that business? And don't expect them to just, because you're a saint, do it for nothing. Please. I can't go to Office Max and get it done for nothing. So we have to honor that. And I don't know why, we're like that. And, you find that a lot among, people of color. And I'm just going to tell you like it is. We'll go buy a $200 hat. Hallelujah. And then we'll say when it comes to, can you get a ticket to support the upcoming youth a field trip. What? They don't need all of that. Well, okay, you didn't need that $200 hat on your head either. So I'm just talking, but let's go on. I still don't see Apostle Johnson. This is something else. I see him, but I can't hear him. Those of you that's in the North Carolina, are you all able to call Apostle Johnson? I see a lot of North Carolina numbers on the line. We have about 16 callers on the line. I can't hear Apostle Johnson. But anyway, I'm going to go to those of you that's been on the line the longest, and this is area code 803, and the last four of your numbers, 1125, and you were the first one on this broadcast today. Can you greet us?
She's greeting me now. This is Apostle Johnson. She's bringing me a connection. She came to where I was.
Oh, go right ahead. Well, go for it, man of God. I just was led to go to that number. Been on here the longest, and the number is still lit up, but I could not hear you. We could not hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what it is but the enemy, but God is still good, and I do honor Amen. God. Man of God said, and what everybody else has spoken, I'm not going to try to belay it. I'm going to shorten this just to try to sum up. I don't know what happened with us, because I was there too, and I could hear everything you were saying, and every time you would ask for me, I would try to respond, but you couldn't hear me. But I just want to reflect back to Hebrews chapter 11. For now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to realize today you need to look for some things that God is about to do in your life. Why? Because you're keeping the power of His Holy Spirit. You're keeping yourself in tune with Him, and you're aligning yourself. When you align yourself with God, there's blessings and things that follow. The manifestation of God follows, and it comes in your life and over your life. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I want you to know today, some of you got to get some now faith. Some of you now got to understand exactly where you are and who you are and who you belong to, and know that all your trust and your faith must continue to be in God, and that know that God is going to answer what you need. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. God is trying to see where your belief level is, where your trust level is with him. It says, believe and he is that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I have you to know that I and my testimony with me diligently seeking the face of God, trying to find God, whatever I'm doing, trying to seek the face of God. She said, even last week, being on vacation, I wanted more of God. I wanted to hear what men and women of God were saying. I wanted to follow and trust in God. We've got to get to a place. I said my topic was today, can God trust you with his gifts? My subtopic was, I dare you to trust in God. You know, God is trying to get you to that place to where after the Holy Ghost comes and after you get all these things, that you understand and know that everything will work out for your good. But you've got to be able to put these things together. Now, I want to reflect Psalm 61, where it says, hear my cry, O God. David says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. I want you to know today some of the things that you've been waiting for, you've been wanting, God says, I hear your very cry.
Come on.
And I'm attending unto your prayer. Why? Mm. Because when I equip you with the power of the Holy Ghost and I give you everything that you need to go in battle and you use it, I now have to come to hear and see what's going on in your life and have to fix some areas in your life. I want you to know that God will turn things around for you. Some of you, God is getting ready to outpour financial blessings on you. Some of you, God is about to put healing in your life. Some of you, God is about to just open major doors, promotions on jobs, new houses, new cars. I say all these things because I'm not a prophet that prophesies wealth, because God tells you to prophesy everything, and I'm not one of those that tell you that God's going to give you a car and God's going to give you a house, because you know this already. God's going to bless you with these things. But I have to tell you what I feel in my spirit today, that God is saying, I want to outpour some things. I want to attend to some unanswered prayers, some things that have been held up. I want to answer. Why? Because you dare to trust me. Why? Because you put your faith in me. Why? Because I can trust you. God's question
say is, can I trust you? Can I trust you? Can I trust you? You know, I was dealing in time to where God is trying to see, are we going to follow the acts of the apostle? God is trying to see, are we going to follow these things that he's set in place for us? He's trying to see, are we ready to walk in these things that he's in line for us?
Yeah.
But here we understand, and see, he says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. I don't know how many on today got some prayers before God, but I'm sure if everybody that's listening, there's something that we need God to do. And I want you to know that God is going to attend your prayer. God is going to do some miracle-working things. I told the people of God last week on the line, I said, they put my grandmother on hospice. I said, the doctors have given up, and the only thing I need to do is to have y'all to pray. And I give a report today to say my grandmother is doing fine. Why? Because the God that we serve is a healer. The God that we serve is a miracle-working God. The God that we serve will open up doors and do the unexpected for your life. When man says death, God say live. God of mercy. That for somebody today, when man says die, God says live. It's time to turn around situations in your life. It's time to speak against things in your life. But the question today, can God trust you with his gifts? Can God trust you with the anointing? Will you dare to trust God? Will you believe God within this hour? Will you give God the very things that he wants and needs out of your life? So he says, David says, God, I'll make you a vow. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. I made God a vow when he gave me the Holy Ghost at 15 years old that there's no better thing that I have in my life than the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't need to be Obama. I respect my president, but the power of the Holy Ghost gives me dominion over everything in this earth. Why? Because he said, whatsoever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So these are the things for which God has set forth for our life. So I want you to know and understand that we are walking in the gifting and the time and the era to where God said, trust me, trust me, trust me. Believe and know. So he says, watch this. He says, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. Watch this. When my heart is overwhelmed. How many of us today are overwhelmed with situations, with problems? When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There's a rock that is higher than I, and that rock is Christ Jesus. Are you going to stand on that solid foundation? Are you going to trust and believe God like never before? He said today in the message, can God trust you with the gifts? I dare to trust God. I dare you to trust God. Within this hour, I dare you to trust him. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I want you to know that God is that tower before the enemy. When you have the Holy Ghost, can't no weapon formed against you prosper. Can't nothing shut you down. Can't nothing ruin a block where you are. But walk in the faith of God. Get the gifts of God. From which Peter said, it's time for us to get up. It's time for us to hear the word. And it's time for you to don't have the Holy Ghost to get the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to walk in power. That's the only way you're going to stay safe. When I want to turn around, when I want to give up, the Holy Ghost inside says, no, son, you can't do it. When I want to do everything else but God, the Holy Ghost say, I can't give up. You can't give up. God said, I invested too much in you. I gave this to you. It's been with you too long. You can't give up. You can't turn back now, but you got to hold on. I say to you today, hold on, my son. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Trust and believe God in this hour. Look, never before. David said, he's been a shelter for me. Has he been a shelter for anybody on today? A shelter is a cover, a roof, a covering over your head. God of mercy. He's a covering over our lives. He says, a strong tower. Strong tower. Something you're not going to break down. Something that's high diameter. The way you can't reach it to build it, to chop it down. But it's high enough to keep you from everything. Then he made him a covenant. He says, I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covenant of thy wings of Shalom.
Oh,
I want you to understand today that God wants you to trust in him. God wants you to go back just like that he told them in the word of God. He said to them, Peter said, rise up. He didn't just tell them blatantly. He made a statement. It's time for you to get up. And I make this statement to you today as an apostle of God. It's time for us to get up out of our state of do nothing, our state of depression, our state of loneliness, our state of bitterness, our state of not trusting in God like we should. But know that enough is enough. Yeah. And know that the enemy is down for the count. Oh, my God. He's down and like in a boxing match. When somebody hits you, the ref starts counting. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You know, when they get to the eight count, it's kind of like they have a standing eight count to where if the man kind of gets up, they can touch his gloves and he feels like he can stand and let him go on. But if he can't go on, they keep on counting. The referee keeps his hands in the air. I want you to know today that he has thrown his hands in the air. That's why he tried to come against this message. That's why he tried to stop what God was saying and doing. But I tell him what, he's been TKO'd and he's been KO'd today. He's down for the count. Why? Because somebody's going to understand today that the power of the Holy Ghost keeps them from falling. The power of the Holy Ghost is what we need in our lives. Why? Because Peter said, rise up. Get up out of this state that you're in. Change your mind. Put your mind where God needs it to be. And let's ride with this thing. Then I love verse 11 because he said, But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye shall be saved even as they. Understand today, we're not saved just for ourselves. God of mercy. We're not saved for ourselves. But we're saved for the people of this world. We're saved to set the example. We're saved to teach them the gospel. We're saved to go around and encourage them to know that everything is going to be all right. No, they're not going to understand when you're down to your last dime. How we say that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have seen begging bread. I want you to know today that your seed out of my side that is begging bread. You don't have to worry about a thing. Why? Because God is standing in on your behalf. So I want you to be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Stay steadfast and unmovable. Always abiding in the word of God. Reflect back on that 15th chapter. Read the 15th chapter on today. Read it and let it marinate in your heart. It says something different to all of us on the inside. But it says something to me today that Peter said, son, without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to do nothing. And without the Holy Ghost, you can't stay saved. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't walk with God. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have no power. Without the Holy Ghost, there's nothing going on. Without God's moving power, without his power, good God of mercy. This is why Jesus had to be walked and beat. This is why he had to be stoned and why he had to be carried to Calvary's cross. So you and I could be a reflection of who God is. God of mercy. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't be a reflection about who God is. And you can't change the world. But with the Holy Ghost, out of my sight, you can change the lives of people. Why? Because it's the power of God that's on your life. So I say to you today, get equipped with the power of Holy Ghost. Don't just walk around saying I'm saved and that's enough. Because it's not enough. You don't have the power that you need without this. So I tell you today, like Peter, it's time to arise. It's time for you to get up and it's time for you to move. I tell you to not lack in your faith within this hour. But I dare you to trust God. What did I say, Darius, earlier? A venture that involves a risk and danger. Every day that we walk around with God, there's a risk and there's danger around us. But what do? We slay the enemy. That's why he said he put a hedge of protection around us. He would put a hedge of protection around us.
Hallelujah.
So I say to you today, understand who your daddy really is. Understand that he has something, a great gift for you. You know, there's an inheritance is something that you don't have to work for. It's given. This is something that was given. Hallelujah, Messiah. This was something that was given. The Holy Ghost was something that was given. It was something that was given. But as we know, much is given, much is required. So I say to you today, can God trust you with your gifts? My subtopic was, I dare you to trust God. I dare you to trust God in this hour for whatever you need. I tell you, as a man of God, that God is tired of us walking around like wimps and complaining about things. God is saying, use the power that I've given you. Use the anointing that I've given you. He said, where is your faith in me? Do you believe? Belief is not based upon a proof, but it's based upon the evidence that I know who my daddy is.
Yes.
Never failed me yet. He's the only man that cannot lie.
Hallelujah.
So the question today is, will you trust him? My last statement will be to you today. If there's any listener that has not received the gift of the Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would get around a leader, and sometimes you don't even have to be around a leader. You can just call on God and ask God to come in and equip you and to put the fiery tongues of his Holy Spirit down in your belly. And cause the anointing of God to cause you to speak in unknown tongues. One, because the enemy doesn't understand what you're saying. Two, because it allows you to go in fighting and swinging. You know, when you're in a fight, you got your guard up. But when you can't see your opponent, God Almighty, when the enemy can't see which angle you're coming from, it's a no-brainer. You win. So I say to you today that you are a winner. You are more than a conqueror, that you are who God has called you to be. Let nobody tell you from this day forward that you're nobody, because everybody is somebody, somebody great in the kingdom of God. But God is trying to see on today, do we dare to trust him? God wants to see today, can I trust you with my gift? Gift what? Of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to rise up? I could go on and on, but I'm going to stop evangelization for the sake of time, but God is good. He's mighty and worthy to be praised. He's awesome and great God. Evangelization, he's mighty and excellent. He's awesome and he's great and he's mighty. He's El Shaddai. He's worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's why the enemy was fighting us. He didn't want this. He didn't want this ending to this message. Oh, today I tell you, the ending was greater than the beginning. And he knew that. He knew that. Hallelujah. So we bless the man of God on today. I tell you, that was a word. on-time word. I want you to know God has smiled upon us. I just want you all to remember that when God touched you with the gift, see, the gift comes from God. He didn't already preach. Ain't nothing else I can add to that. But tell Apostle Johnson, God, I thank you for that word on today. Truly, it has been an encouragement to me. And I tell you, those of you, don't sign off. Don't sign off. We have another powerful man of God that's with us. And I tell you, God has smiled on us today. Amen. And we have Pastor Hamilton with us. And he's going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday. Rarely do we ever have a first-time guest speaker to visit our broadcast before their actual speaking engagement. But he is here with us today. And when I saw the number, I said, let me check. And I had to check in my phone to see if that was really Pastor Hamilton. So this is Pastor Edward Hamilton. That's going to be our instructor and our teacher and our moderator and facilitator and all those good things for two marvelous days starting on tomorrow. And
well, hallelujah.
Commencing on Wednesday. So, Pastor Hamilton, God bless you.
God bless you. Glory to God. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just so excited. And just to see you on the line with us, that just has given me some more energy.
Well, let me just give you a testimony right quick. You know, for the last 20 minutes, I have been worshiping in song for that man of God I came across. When he started talking about that now faith and that now God, see, if we don't get in line with God right now, we may get left behind. I'm trying to get left behind. I heard that word, and I've just been in worship with you guys, interceding that that word would just go forth because that was powerful.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we have to have some church up in here. Y'all got me started over here. And I am just excited. Jesus. I was just praying out to the Lord that he would just rain down with his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps us in his throne room as we just bow down and worship him. That, you know, God, this move that God is about to make, I am so excited to be a part of it. And I know right now that I'm in the right place, the right time, the right season, and I just thank God for you.
Well, we're looking forward to those 2 days, and we've been getting the word out. And I tell you, I thank God for these men of God. You know, they were introduced to me by Mother Faith, and I tell you, they have been a blessing in my life. And this,
I hate to cut you off. But while the man of God was waiting to get back on the phone, you were talking about Faithful. And our ministry is going to commit $50 a month towards Faithful Base State. We're going to commit that, and we're going to make that happen starting this week.
All right. Okay.
So we're going to commit to that, join in on your commitment. And she's been a blessing to our ministry, and she's a God's sin. And that's all I can say about her. And I have a relationship with her. She's a friend, and we pray and talk together, and I'm just going to leave it like that. But I want to sell it to her, too, so our ministry is going to catch in with what you're doing.
Amen. I tell you, and that was the Lord put that in my spirit to do that, because the things that she has done for this ministry in the past 2 weeks, I didn't have the funds.
I have
really
not.
And I mean, she did it, Pastor Hamilton, in a matter of days. And, you know, we can't prostitute God. Again, I'm almost shocked. We can't prostitute God's people. And I tell you, she just has been a blessing and just do so many other little extra things. And I just thank God for bringing them into my life. And even Mother Faith introduced me to Pastor Hamilton and Elder Johnson and all of the other young men and young women that come on the line. I'm just, you know, my heart is just so full. Sometimes, you know, it's not that you don't trust God, you know, but when you begin to see the manifestation of what you're praying for, what you're living for, what you're sacrificing for, what you deny yourself for, when you begin to see the manifestation, laid it on me when my heart is overwhelmed. Lord, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. And God has led me to some rock that is higher than myself. And I just, I'm just so on full because even some of the people that started out with us, you know, they're not on for various reasons and what have you. And I try not to even get into the whys and what have you, but I'm a person that I like to follow up. And when I don't see them, I'll call and check on them. But, you know, some people are in your lives for seasons. And I
right on the nose right there. See, we have to understand it and accept the fact that things are for seasons, and we got to let them move on. We won't hold on to things too long. And we got to understand, God, if we're moving with God, you know, and I just want to say this, and this is in conjunction with what the apostle was talking about now. You know, if we're in line with God, other people that are not willing to get in the same anointing that what God is doing, we got to let them go or we'll get held behind. And you know, the word of God says that a day to us is like a thousand to the Lord. So if we're going to be in time with him, look how much space that we have to make up. And when we make this, all these sacrifices and all these things in life to get in line with him, you got to shake some stuff off of you so you can stay in line with him and stop getting pulled behind. God is a now God. He's a now God. He's not a yesterday God. He's not a tomorrow God. He's a right now God. And he will continue to move with us. See, that's why when our steps are being ordered, they're not being ordered as we walk. They've already been stepped in. They've already been planned out. It's already been done.
I tell you,
take some stuff on this afternoon, Lord. I'm gonna stop there because I'm really excited. I am looking forward to tomorrow, and I just pray that God just continues to bless you, and you continue to do what God has called you to do, no matter what it looks like on the outside.
Oh, glory to God.
Because it's what is for you is for you. Everybody is not supposed to be a part of what God has for you. There's some people he sent for this, it's time to move on. He sent some more people for this, it's time for them to move on. And those that embrace the vision, they will stay there because they want to be a part of something great, something godly. If they don't, we'll move on, and you got to let them go and continue to move forward, and don't stop what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, look, I got to go. I'm about 10 minutes away from a meeting. Got to get some other stuff finished around. I just want to call in and say, God bless you. Man of God, you are awesome.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You know, loved and appreciated. And everybody on the radio, you got to wake up. Get up right now and do something because God is moving. Move with him. And I'm going to count out.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Hamilton. We're looking forward to you ministering and teaching us on tomorrow. And we're going to get you right on and let you have the time that you need to really help us.
Hallelujah. Yes. I'm excited. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, God bless you, amen. I just thank God for, you know, and I'm being led right now because, you know, I see Sister Ruby is still on the line, and, you know, she's the woman, she's been with us from the inception, and some of you all may have heard our testimony saying she got evicted from a building, but I tell you, this woman of God has been a blessing to this ministry. And she never wants me to say anything, but, you know, I have to be led and I have to move as God put upon me to move. And, you know, when I started this broadcast and we had the 30 days free membership, and, you know, it was during the time when it was a dark day in her life. And, you know, after being evicted, you know, being kicked out of a building, you know, and this is not no 30-year-old woman. She's a seasoned woman, been in the Lord and loving God. And, you know, I began to share with Sister Ruby some of what everything, some of the details of the broadcast and what have you. And, you know, she came to me and she said, you know, the Lord told me to, she asked me what the cost was and everything. And I told her, and she said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to take this off your plate. Take this off your plate. And she has consistently, even months in advance, have sponsored this broadcast every month. And she's on the line, and she don't want me to say it, but the Lord told me, give honor to whom honor is due. She has, I've never had to worry about spending any money for this broadcast. Sister Ruby Larry, she sponsors this broadcast every month. And sometimes she don't come on for various reasons with her health and, you know, just being sometimes a little down in her spirit because she's still grieving her daughter. But she never makes excuses. She'll call me and say, Sister Bernard, you could stop by with this money. And sometimes she has two and she says, she give me the money 2 and 3 months in advance. So I just want her to know today that truly God has saw your labor of love, Sister Ruby. And for every tear that you've shed and for every heartache that you have experienced because of what you have gone through, God sees it. God sees it, and he is a rewarder, and he is a comforter. You have the Holy Ghost. Amen. So all you have to do is call upon that spirit, that gift that lies within you, what Apostle Johnson has spoke so eloquently about today. So I just had to say that on today because we can do more. We can do more, and we make sacrifices every day. But I thank the Lord because, you know what, I don't ask for anything. I just trust God, like the man of God said. Can God trust you with your gift? Yes, God can trust me with the gift that he has given me. And dare to trust him, I'm daring to trust God in this season. I've been having a heavy burden upon me since last week. One of my granddaughters got herself in a mess, and she's still in it and haven't come out. And I feel like she needs to learn, so we just wait and let her. You know, sometimes they have to have a wake-up call, and sometimes you can't bail them out for everything they do. So, you know, that's been heavy on my heart, even though I've been kind of maintaining, trying to be strong, not to reach out and help, because I want her to think about what she has gotten herself involved with. But it's been heavy on my heart, and sometimes when situations is heavy on your heart, it can affect your physical body. It can affect your physical body because it's stressed, it's worrying, it's threatened. And I know we're supposed to trust God. We've got to trust God. But sometimes when it comes to our children, you know, it's not that we're not trusting God, but they're so heavy on our heart and what have you. And sometimes you just want to bail them out. You say, oh, no, I can't let my baby go through this. I can't let my daughter or my son go through this. But sometimes they need to go through some things because they need to know that life presents all kinds of obstacles. And there's so many avenues and roads and highways and things that we sometimes get on the wrong highway and we get sometimes on the wrong interstate. And when we realize that we're on the wrong one, then God gives us an opportunity to turn around, make a U-turn, and go the right way. So that's the lessons that some of them have to learn. And in this season, they got to learn it for themselves. So, Apostle Johnson, you have just, I'm telling you, you just don't know how much you have encouraged me today because I was just a little down in my spirit. And, you know, my right arm and hand just been somewhat like tingling, like a numbness, and I can't put my finger on what's going on. And even though I anointed myself, I still feel this tingling in my right arm and all the way down to my hand. So I said, tomorrow I'm going to the doctor and just check myself out because, you know, you be going, and I just came off a 21-day fast, so I don't know what's going on. I'm not receiving anything negative, but just you all pray for me. Amen. So we Thank God for all of the callers that's on the line. We've had about 17, 18 callers on the line. We still have about 11 still on the line, so I'm going to open up the lines to you all and give you all an opportunity to say something. Sister T has been on here with us. I'm going to go to the area codes that are out of North Carolina first. So God bless you. We're going to 919. The last four of your numbers, 7754. Can you greet us?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bernard. This is Minister Mims with Apostle Timothy Johnson and New Joy International Ministries. To God be the glory. I give God all the glory, honor, and praise, and I would like to give honor to everyone in your respectful places. I thank God for Apostle Johnson giving the word of God today, and just want to, you know, give a reminder that God has given us gifts and armor to use on a day-to-day basis as we go on a journey that is called life. And the Lord tells us that what he has given us to use, if we don't use it for his glory, then he's going to take it away. And a lot of times when we get a test or we go through our assigned test, we're not able to stand because we're not using what God has given for us for this purpose. God knew what we were going to go through. He knew what we needed to be able to stand, so that's why he gave it to us. And we just have to tap into it. He's given us the gifts to see, the gifts of discernment, the gift of laying on hands and healing and praying and the authority that he has given us. And Jesus tells us that salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, but it's not, you know, how can it be made salty again? And it's fit neither for the pile of manure. It's fit neither for the soil or the pile of manure, and it's thrown away. And that's the way it is with us. If we don't use the gift that God has given unto us and do what it is that he has purposed us to do, because he's given us all different gifts, all going into work in his ministry, in his kingdom, for his glory. So if we're not using our gifts for his glory, then he's going to take them away and give them to someone else that will be willing to use it. So, and yeah, to you, Pastor Bernard, I just want to say, you know, it's true that, you know, we go through things, but we're supposed to be concerned but not consumed, because God allows us to go through things to get our attention. You know, like you said, sometimes we have to go through those things in order to know it's time to wake up. So I just pray that everyone continue to be strengthened, continue to seek God, and continue to do and hear what God is saying for us. Apostle, you be, you know, I give you glory for God. And I pray God for using you the way that he uses. Stay and hear God for what he has to say in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Minister Mims. We appreciate you tuning in with us today. We had a lot of callers on the line from the North Carolina area. Some of them have dropped off, so God bless you. We're going to Sister Millie and then to Millie. And then we're going to Elder Gates and then to Sister T. Sister Millie, are you able to give a comment? Amen. Well, we're going to Sister T and then to Elder Gates and then to Sister Ruby. God bless you. Okay, Sister T.
Oh, God bless. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you at this time. I thank God for the message that went forth on today. All it was for me was a confirmation. I just wanted to give a little praise report. I think the saints of God, maybe a week or two ago, was praying for me that that I find the church home that God, you know, designed exactly for me. I just wanted to let you know that God has answered that prayer. He has put me at Restoration Revival Church here in Oakland, California, with evangelist Bobby Smith, and I just thank God that I was led there by God. It was not nothing that I did on my own, and I thank the saints of God for praying for me. And I also think that this message was kind of piggybacked on what he was talking about last night about trusting him. And the title of the message was Just Do It. So let's thank God for his confirmation. I thank you for his manifestation. And I also thank you for all the things that he's doing for me. And I just thank you, Evangelist Bernard, because you have been there supporting me throughout all my little trials and tribulations. And I just thank God because you are a beautiful woman of God, and it's good to have people that can mentor you when you're, you know, a young person and you're just really starting out and you're getting to know God, Christ for who he is. And I just thank him because you have been a beautiful, I call you my godmother because that's exactly who you are. And I just thank you because you've just been wonderful to me, and I thank you for all that you're doing. I'll do whatever I can to support you on this broadcast, if that means sharing or your flyers or whatever it is that you need me to do from Oakland. I'll just be the Oakland connection. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much, Sister T. You know, we love you and we appreciate you. You've always supported this broadcast, so we bless you. We're going to go to Sister Ruby. Well, I'll go to Sister Ruby, then Sister Faith, then we'll have Elder Gates to come on and then see if Apostle Johnson is still with us for our final remark. Amen. Faithful.
Amen, everyone. Amen, amen. What a powerful word. What a powerful word. I'm excited. Thank you, Vance Adrian, for everything that you are putting out there and saying for me. I really appreciate it, but I wanted to tell you that God has given me these gifts, and they are making room for me. I love working for the people of God. I've been able to ministries, and I'm honored, and I want you to know that I'm honored, and I'm here to support in any way that I can. Thank you, though, for everything that you are saying about me and the things that you're putting out there about the business, but I am honored to be behind your ministry, amen, and we will support you. We are here to support you, and we are just honored that you're going forth and being a platform and a portal the way you are for God's wonderful people, amen, and we just want to sow back into your life whatever we can in any way, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. When we say words, we don't have words to express. We really can't express the sentiments of our heart when people go the extra mile to be a support to you. So God bless you, faithful. We're going to Sister Ruby, and then I see Sister Dawn. And Lord, we said so many calls. I need some help, y'all. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, forgive me.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. I was on earlier, so I don't have anything to say. Just thank Jesus Christ for this broadcast. I think I will say this one, that ever since Evangelist Adrian has been on this line, and that's been since December of 2012. Yeah, I mean 2011, isn't it? December of 2011. Yes. Is that correct, yes. Evangelist Adrian?
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, ever since she's been on this line and she has always allowed the Holy Ghost to operate this line. So I just thank Jesus Christ for he allowed me to be a part of it and minister to my soul too. So praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, amen. I see my sister Dawn on the line. Let me see if she's able to say anything. Thank you, Sister Ruby. We appreciate you. Dawn?
Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was thanking you all this month. I mean, thanking you, Adrian, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Wanda is in the hospital. She had a mini stroke, so we're going to continue praying for her.
Oh, wow. And, I didn't know that. Mm.
And just keep praying for Jarvis and continue praying for me and give me the strength to carry on because I'm just out of it today. But God is good, so, and I thank you all for everything. And you all have a blessed day.
All right, we're gonna have Ella Gates. I want Ella Gates to pray for. This is my sister. She's in Texas. I want you to pray for her girlfriend, which is a friend of our family. Her name is Wanda McCrary. And also for her son, Jarvis. He was on the line this morning on Circle of Love, and he kind of got it mixed up. So can you go offer some prayer for them on this evening, Elder Gates?
Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your kindness and for your multitude of your tender mercy. We thank you, O God, because we can come to you. And when we call you, you always answer. We thank you, O God, because you already know what we need, even before we ask. We thank you, O God, because your hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. We thank you, God, yes, Lord, that you have everything that we need in your hand, and under your power. We thank you, God, that you can speak, yes, Lord, and it shall be. We thank you, O God, that we can trust you, we can lean on you, we can depend on you, yes, Lord, and we can cast all of our cares upon you, and you care for us. Thank you, God. I bless, God, you for this family, yes, Lord, that is going through this time of trial and, God, this time of testing. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would rebuke sickness and disease and even the hand of death in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that you would, God, give relief. Yes, Lord. I pray, O God, that you would release healing and deliverance and freedom. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, O God, that you would bring a testimony to your glory out of this situation in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would astound the doctors even as they are monitoring the situation. I pray, oh God, yes, Lord, that whatever the disturbance is in that family, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, I pray, oh God, that you would bind up the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And God, get your glory out of every situation in Jesus' name. And God, even for Evangelist Bernard, I pray in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that stinging in her arm in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the numbness. I rebuke the worry and the concern. I rebuke, God, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, the palpitations of the heart. I rebuke, God, every infirmity, God, every malady, every sickness, every infirmity, every disease. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the anxiety. Thank you. I rebuke it, God. I rebuke it. I rebuke it. Yes, Lord. I command the blood to flow correctly. I command the nerve endings, God, to operate correctly. I command, God, every system of her body. I command the oxygen, God, to work correctly. I command her mind to be relieved of stress and of worry. In the name of Jesus, I command the burden to be lifted. I command the yoke to be destroyed. I command this granddaughter, yes, Lord, to hear your voice and to answer you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I command, God, every situation that is on this line. Yes, Lord. God, hallelujah, God. You see every circumstance and every situation. God, you are already wounded for our transgression. You've already been bruised for our iniquity. You've already been chastised for our peace. And with your stripes, we're already healed. We claim it. We are apprehended by faith. We receive it. We thank you for it. We bless you in Jesus' name. And it is so, and it cannot be otherwise. And God, we celebrate you for all things done. Yes, Lord, and it is your name that we pray and give you praise. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God.
Amen. Amen.
In this hour, because we're in a time of celebration. See, your praise is a part of the celebration to show, God, that you're grateful for the deliverance. You're grateful for the turnaround. So stay excited in your praise. And I want to say, as a prophet of God and a man of God, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you are an overcomer. And I speak to every form of sickness to try to attack every person that's attached to this line and this ministry that is counseled in the name of Jesus. And just like we just agreed for the woman of God's life back in Oakland a week ago, so ago, about God and God is moving because God hears us. It's not like we're small. God hears us. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when we're living for God and when we're serving God, then things have to happen. Change has to come. So I just declare the victory today. I'm excited about it. Elder Gates, I just want you to know that the best is yet to come for you, man of God. The best is yet to come. I just speak that over your life, Elder Gates. The best is yet to come. Apostle Gates, if the best is yet to come, it's there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All I hear in my spirit, the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want us to understand something today that
that God is setting us up strategically for this move during this hour. He's setting us up for such a move as this. He's setting us up for this outpouring.
Yes, yes.
I want you to know this is the stage that's being set, because the world is going to know of his power and how he's moving and how when we come together. This is where he said, if two and three gather together in my name, I'll be in the midst of you. Because when we come together, we're coming together with a great expectation. We're coming together with a great hunger from God. So that's why we're in the testimonies and the reports of how good God is. We don't come together just to say, oh, we gathered together in the Lord today. We were on the air today, and we all had words, and God spoke up. But we're here just to know that God is doing something brand new in our lives, and that the word of God is being preached in truth. And I have a word for Mother Spence. I don't know if she's there with us, but I would like, if not, for somebody to tell her that the Lord says that I'm reigning in your life. Out of obedience to me, I'm reigning in your life. That you can look for abundance to start to hit around you. You can expect unexpected miracles to happen. You're going to check your account, and you're going to see, you're going to see things in your account that are not supposed to be there, but they're there. Because God said, I'm about to do the unexpected for you. He said, why? Because you think with the heart of wealth. You think with the mind of wealth. So he said, I must give wealth to you. God of mercy. I must give you what belongs to you.
Yes.
So I say that. Now, I just want to say I love the people of God. Don't mean to hold you up or tear your time, but God is just awesome and good. I just ask you to pray as I continue to be a little person in the kingdom of God that I am today, just a little person just seeking after God's righteousness. Everything in me, God's still working on me and perfecting me, because I'm still working this thing out daily. But I thank God that I'm like David. I'm humble before God. And I tell God all the time, God, God, did I do this? Did I stump my toe? And if I did, I'm going to tell him, because I want the anointing. I want the anointing not to feed me. I don't want nobody to say, well, you better worry about what you're preaching and what you're saying and how you're living. Because some people try to come in and discourage you.
Amen.
But when you know and understand the relationship you have with God, you let nothing discourage you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You let nothing discourage you, people of God. Don't let nothing discourage you. So people don't tell you that you better know what you're saying and preach what you're saying. I don't know anything except God's will. My will be done. That's all I care about. But I thank God for you all today. I love you all today. I love each and every one of you. Again, I thank God for you. You don't understand, Amanda, how much you mean to the kingdom of God. How many doors you're open.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Johnson. There's another call with your pastor. Identify yourself. It's 609, the last four of your number is 3433. Can you greet us?
Yes.
Can you tell us who you are?
My name is Kim McRae. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sister Kim.
Excuse me?
How did you hear about us?
I heard about you through my daughter, Lenore Mims.
Oh, God
and
bless
Pastor
you.
Timothy.
Yes, well, God bless you. So glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Amen, amen. Well, no, Don't let it be your last time. Tune in. We're here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday through Friday. Amen. And on Saturday, we have Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina hosts a segment at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sunday morning, we have 30 minutes of corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And God bless you. We thank you for joining us today, Sister McRae. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. We're going to just let Brother Gates close us out with a prayer, and then we're going to go on off. Tune in early tomorrow. We're not, I'm telling you, I'm going to have the man of God up within 10 minutes after we come in on the air. So he's going to need some time, and we don't want to prolong things. So we have 2 days of training. Get on this training. I tell you, we need so much teaching. It's crazy to even think about how much teaching we with the saints of God really need. So tune in early tomorrow for Pastor Hamilton. Amen. For 2 days, he's going to be with us. So Elder Gates, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. God, we thank you, God, for your move and your power, and we thank you, God, for the ministry of your spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you for your maidservant. We thank you, God, for every person that has partaken of this word. We thank you, O God, for what you have had to say. And, God, we pray for ears to hear and a heart to receive and a mind to obey. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you would bring forth fruit, and, God, fruit that remains. We pray, O God, that you would get glory out of our life. And, God, we pray for the man of God even on tomorrow and on Wednesday, God, that as he shall bring forth, yes, Lord, that which is in his heart, we pray, God, that it would be sown into fruitful ground in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that the people of God would hear and understand what is being said by the Spirit of God in this hour, that, God, we receive of the bread of life and the water of life so that, God, we can be a fertile land. And a fertile place, a place, God, where a hundredfold fruit shall bring and spring forth in Jesus' name. And, God, we thank you for all things done. And, God, no longer, God, do we just pray, God, in expectation, but, God, we thank you in anticipation of the testimonies that shall come. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do and for what you're doing right now, manifesting in the Spirit. We thank you, God, for the testimonies of the saints of God because of the ministry that goes forth on this line. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor. God, I pray, God, you would keep us, Lord, keep us in our mind, keep our tongues, keep our attitudes, keep our behavior, so that, God, we can glorify you in everything we say and do. And, God, let every meditation of our heart and every word of our mouth be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say
says.
Amen.
Standing at your rest seat.
Amen.
the church say? Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just came alive, in spite of what the devil does. No, you've got a word that has come from above.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus day.
God bless.